So this palm branch is a mysterious thing. We can celebrate Palm Sunday without knowing what this is all about. Do you know that the crowds got palm branches because when a king was coming, they would wave the palm branches and put their cloaks on the ground. So I remember when I asked you who died on the cross, and you said, Jesus. And I said, what more do you know about him? You said, he's God. And I said, I'm going to tell you a bit more. He's a king. He's a king. But what kind of king is he? What kind of king is he? When the king comes, what kind of king is coming? That is the big question. We've got that verse there. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. That's what the crowd were singing. That's what the crowd were singing. Blessed be the king who comes in the name of the Lord. And yet, a few days later, the same crowd were shouting, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. They were waving the palm branches, blessed be the king. And then they were saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. What was all that about? What kind of king is he? What kind of king comes on a donkey? It's not what a king normally does. A king is normally a powerful military leader, like King David. You wouldn't see King David on a little donkey. But in the Old Testament scriptures, there was this prophecy which said from Zechariah, see, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And Jesus knew that prophecy. So when he said, go and get that donkey, he was thinking about this prophecy, and he got on that little donkey, and he said, I'm the one who comes humble and lowly. Do you know, all through the last few weeks, as I've been thinking about Easter, there's been two things that have been in my thoughts and in my prayers. And it's the idea, the truth, that Jesus is humble and Jesus is something else, which I'll say later on in my short talk. But the first one, he's a humble king. Do you remember last week I spoke about how Jesus said, come to me, come to me, come to me. And you wouldn't want to come to someone who was on a war horse, someone who was really fierce and scary. But Jesus says, come to me because I am humble. I will give you rest. I will give you help. I'll come to you in your brokenness. I'll come and help you. He's a humble king. He's a king who used to wash the disciples' feet. The disciples said, no, 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 no. You don't wash feet, Jesus. You're supposed to be the leader. And he said, I'm not like the other leaders. I did not come to be served. I came to serve. He's humble. Isn't that good news? We've got Putin. We've got Boris Johnson. We've got all these leaders. But think about Jesus. He was different. He was also merciful. These are some words from Luke chapter 19. Just going to read one verse to you. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it's hidden from your eyes. Do you remember the crowds were shouting, "Blessed be the King who comes to bring peace, to defeat the Romans, to be a military leader." And Jesus says, "I'm different. And you haven't understood me." And he didn't just say, "That's tough." He actually wept about it. How do you feel when someone doesn't understand you? It might even be your own children, mums and dads, or grandparents. And you want to show them the best way. You want to show them God's way. And they don't want to have anything to do with it. They're not interested. Do you criticize them? Do you scold them? What does Jesus do? He wept. When was the last time we cried? When was the last time we cried for someone else's problem? Jesus was crying as he came into Jerusalem because he had come that they would know God, but they didn't want to know anything about what he was saying. And he was crying. He's merciful. He is deeply moved. Do you know there's a story where he was at a funeral and he wept tears for Lazarus, his family? He wasn't weeping tears for Lazarus. He knew Lazarus would come back from the dead. He was weeping for Mary and Martha because he really cares about our suffering. He really does care. This is God in the flesh showing us the way to God. He's merciful. Are we merciful? Are we humble? When he was on the cross, he cried out, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing." You would think that he would be angry at the chief priests who manipulated the situation so that Pilate would have no choice but to send them to the cross. You think he would be angry with Pilate? You think he would be angry with the disciples who had all run away? But what we hear from Jesus is he prays for them. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." So this is the journey. The journey into life is to get to know this King, to get to know this humble King, to get to know this merciful King. And there's lots of stopping points on that journey for us to learn. And today is just one of the stopping points, but there are many other stopping points. And I hope this week you'll be looking at the Easter story and learning more about this wonderful King. For me, there was a stopping point when I was 11 or 12 years old, and I was up in a place called Betty Hill in the north of Scotland. And I was given this booklet called Journey into Life. And it was like a choice. There was like, I could go the one road or I could go another road. And it was actually hearing about Jesus, the King, who died on the cross for me, who said, "Forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing." I didn't know very much about him. I knew that I needed to be forgiven. And I knew that God would forgive me if I trusted in Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins. And why is this so important in our journey of life? You know, you may have come here today for the dedication, or you may have come because it's Easter time, And your journey of life is going to move on this afternoon, this week, for the years ahead. I want you to remember that in the journey of life, the most important stopping point is King's Cross. It's King's Cross Station. It's the way into life is to know that the one who died on the cross is the King, is the humble King, is the merciful King, who wants to help us and forgive us and lead us into life to the full. King's Cross. And so these crowds, they said, "Blessed is the King who comes to bring peace." And Jesus, when he died on the cross and forgave us our sins, he enabled us to have peace with God. So as you leave the service today, we've got 47 palm crosses. We've got three here, by the way. So if you don't get one at the door, you can come and get one from me. But I want you to take this away and remember that the palm is all about the King. And the palm cross is about King's Cross, the most important junction for you to stop, to think, pray, and ask that God would give you life to the full. Let's pray. We pray, Father, that we would be able to stop this week to think and to reflect on who you are. Yes, you are Jesus of Nazareth. Yes, you are God in the flesh, but you are also a King who wants to lead us, who wants to bring transformation into our lives. We thank you for what you are like, and we praise you that you are humble and merciful. And I thank you for that little boy today who wasn't just thinking about himself, but said, "Here, you can have my one." He showed a kindness, a grace, a mercy. And I pray that you'd help us to be like you. I pray that this week, that you would help us to reflect your character. When people go their own way, when people don't go the way that we want them to go, help us not only to be concerned, but to pray for them. Help us to weep for them. And I thank you, Jesus, that you wept for us. And that compassion led you to go all the way to the cross. Don't let us forget just how much you love us and how much you love this world, this broken world that you came to restore. So fill us now with your hope and your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.